This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Egyptians are lining up today to vote for their next president, and for the first time in a long time, nobody knows who's going to win. The country was ruled for 30 years by President Hosni Mubarak, who was forced from office in the Arab Spring uprising last year. Egypt has been run by the military ever since. So will new elections bring new hope to Egypt's economy? Arafat Omran is a tour guide in Cairo, and he joins us now from a cafe there. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, first of all, how have things been for you personally ever since President Mubarak was toppled about a year and a half ago or so?
For myself personally, I'm a freelance tour guide, and since the revolution, I only had one group.
Wow.
So if you can't believe this, one group since January 2011. So it's very bad for myself.
So how have you been getting by? How have you been surviving?
Okay, right. For myself, I do have some spare money. So I actually start to spend money from the spare money. I save it for any emergency. But if this situation is going to be continuous for one or two more years, I will not have any money for myself.
What are your hopes for the future once Egypt finally elects a president?
My hope for the presidential election is happening today. I hope that the election passes peacefully, safely for everyone. And I hope that all the Egyptians will accept the result of the presidential election, whoever wins.
Do you think that tourism, for instance, will come back once there's an elected leader?
It will depend who will become the president. Because, for example, if we have a member from the Islamic group win the election, many people or many countries, especially the European and the Western world, this may be make them scared. And what I believe that tourism will not be back again as it used to be quickly. It will take some time because people will need to see how these people will deal with tourism.
Finally, let me ask you, you are going to vote today. Do you think your vote is going to count?
Yeah, myself and everyone in Egypt here, 100% sure that this time especially, every vote will count.
Arafat Omran joining us from Cairo. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, sir.